So at some point during my youth, beginning to realize what being a girl means, but nowhere near realizing what being a girl means, my favorite cousin was nearly raped in our home. As the story goes, he had a bag of tricks with him and intended on a long night of sickness. She caught him on the stairs and fought for herself and for her children who lived atop the stairs. Her brilliance was in biting off a large portion of the back of his hand. He fled, but later returned to join the neighborhood in rubbernecking the scene of sirens and police. His idiocy and guilt was proven due to the dental record she left with him, which he, of course, was unable to ditch alongside his bag. This defense, defiance, and victory were what taught me how important it can be to leave behind your mark. I tucked that information away in my mind as I tried to escape this painful event. So when the day came that my neighbor locked me in a room with some of the worst intents, this lesson in her long-buried trauma came rushing to my aid. I scratched, I bit, I removed any piece of him possible. In the coming days, he denied involvement to his brother boyfriend of mine. The excuse of running shirtless through bushes didn't quite explain away the bruises, scabs, missing flesh that I used to make my case. Certainly not too useful in court, useful enough to convince me to advise it as a tool of importance in acquaintance rape. Useful enough to convince baseball bat-wielding friends to chase him through, among other things, a genuine